Hey girly, I'm Dr. Shepherd, and I have been a women's health and pediatric chiropractor for over 21 years. This podcast is for the busy, high-achieving woman that is trying to excel in her career, her marriage, her family, and her health. I know how you feel trying to balance it all because I struggle just like you. So buckle up, mama. This podcast is going to change your life. Hi, mamas. Welcome back to the Align Family Wellness Podcast. I'm Dr. Shepherd. Today, we are going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects. It is all about breastfeeding and chiropractic care. And so I really want to give you guys a good background as to why a chiropractor is so important in your breastfeeding journey. And I'm going to talk a little bit about breastfeeding in general and how babies can struggle with breastfeeding and what we can do to help your breastfeeding journey go so much better right here in our office in Central Illinois. So we're going to talk about just babies in general. So babies learn to swallow at 20 weeks in utero. So they're swallowing that amniotic fluid. They are learning how to do that as early as 20 weeks. But if they are learning bad things in utero, if they've got tension already in the utero, they're going to have some compensations earth side. And so we can help with some of those compensations, some of that tension. But if they are starting to swallow at 20 weeks and born at 40 weeks, they've had 20 weeks of bad habits that we've got to unravel. And that does take some time. So the biggest thing I can tell you, mom, is just be patient in this journey. Things will get better, but be patient because baby really needs to relearn some bad habits. So it takes 6 cranial nerves, 26 muscles involved in breastfeeding. 8 muscle pairs are connected to or within the tongue for feeding. So that's 8 muscle pairings. That's 16 muscles are involved in just the tongue for feeding in general, plus 6 cranial nerves and 26 muscles in general, jaw, mouth, cranium, neck, in actually nursing. And so why is a chiropractor so important? Because this is literally what we do. We work on the head, neck, jaw, and mouth. And so it's so, so important. And, you know, we want to go through the reasons why your baby's going to have trouble breastfeeding. And so you're going to hear me say this a lot. Babies who struggle with breastfeeding, it depends on how they are birthed and how they baked, how their breastfeeding journey is going to go. How they are baked, birthed, determines their breastfeeding. So how they bake, how they are in utero makes a difference. How their birth happened makes a significant difference on their breastfeeding journey. So let's take, malposition. So let's take things like breech position, a transverse baby, shoulder dystocia, being stuck in the canal with your head and neck being stuck. What do all those do? Have you seen the pictures of the breech babies? If for those of you listening, like their heads are tipped and they are, you know, scrunched in their mom in the upper part of the uterus because their neck is not supposed to be there. Their head and their neck are supposed to be down in the pelvis. If you are laying transverse, same way that baby's head and neck are being pressed up against the sides of the uterus. The shoulder dystocia, oh my goodness, you know, that's where these babies get nerve issues from their shoulders getting stuck and they can't get through the pelvis. That just tractions on that head and neck. Babies who fail to progress, they are stuck in the birth canal. They are just, you know, they're not descending. They're, when mom pushes, they go down, they come back up, they go down and come back up. All that makes a difference and it can affect the baby in their breastfeeding journey. And that is just how they basically live in you. They are in there for a long time. 9 months is a long time. So, you know, not only do they have 20 weeks that they're, you know, learning how to suck, they're also in weird positions for a lot of this time. And if they're really stuck in bad positions, it's going to affect their head, neck, cranium, and all of those 26 muscles and 6 cranial nerves. So we want to teach the baby earth side how to do certain things. And so to be able to breastfeed properly, they have to coordinate 3 movements. They have to be able to breathe, suck, and swallow all at the same time. It is a coordination. It is something that needs to happen in this beautiful manner where we're breathing, sucking, swallowing. If one of those things gets interrupted, if we can't breathe right when we're trying to swallow, breastfeeding is not going to go well. You know, we have things like, you know, where baby is slipping off the breast, where baby is not getting a good deep latch. They're just grabbing your nipple. It's painful when you're breastfeeding. Those are all signs and symptoms that something's going wrong, usually in the mouth or the neck. A lot of moms come to us for colic. And so what we usually find when they come in for colic is that we start way back in their, you know, pregnancy through their birth history. And then we talk about latch. And a lot of times with colicky breastfed babies, their latch is poor. And when you have an improper latch, you're taking in a ton of air. And so you've got air in your belly with milk. And then these babies are gassy and fussy and just really, really uncomfortable. We also ask about how many pushes that you had when you were in labor. Every push puts a certain amount of force in through the head and neck of the baby. And so if you tell me that you push for 4 hours, that is going to affect your baby significantly different than a mom who pushed for 20 minutes. You know, then we have, you know, C-section babies that, you know, they are being affected differently because they don't get to go through that vaginal canal. They don't have that cranial molding going through the vaginal canal. So sometimes they have some cranial issues in their bones that just their cranial bones aren't moving well. And that affects their jaw, their lip, their tongue. We also see preterm babies have a lot more trouble nursing. And preterm is anywhere, you know, 36, 37, even 38 weeks, sometimes 39. But if you are 36, 37 weeks, those babies are going to struggle. Prior to that, 33, 34, your baby is going to struggle nursing. That is just, they need those extra weeks in utero to develop the skills or side to be able to breastfeed properly. So if you have your baby at 37 weeks, you know, it may take them 3 additional weeks earth side to learn how to coordinate all of these movements and get their muscles and their nerves to work well. You know, the closer you are to 40 weeks, the better chance that your baby has. It's going to nurse well. A lot of these babies at 36, 37 weeks postpartum are they're tired, they're falling asleep, they're just exhausted, and they're really, really struggling because they have so much tension in through their mouth, their jaw, and in their cranial bones. They're also usually super stressed babies, and we can measure that in our office with our heart rate variability scan. That is just a little ear clip that goes on the baby's ear, and it tracks their heart rate variability. And it tells us how stressed that baby is. How stressful was the pregnancy? How stressful was the birth? How stressed is mom? That's all going to affect baby. And when the baby is stressed, they can't do the simple things that their body is supposed to do. All they need to do is eat, sleep, and poop. And so if we are struggling with any of those, it tells us something's going awry in their nervous system. They are living in a sympathetic mode. They are thinking they are being chased by a bear instead of being in the rest, digest, relaxed zone that is our good, growing, nurturing, sleeping side of our nervous system. And so we can measure and we can see which side of the nervous system your baby is more prone to being at. And we can recheck and make sure that we are making improvements. Your baby can't tell us what's going on. Your baby can't say, I'm super stressed. It can give us signals that baby's super stressed, but we see that measuring this HRV and tracking it through the treatment plans make a huge difference. You know, some of our babies come in with what we assume are lip and tongue tie issues. So what we have found over the years with these lip and tongue tie babies, whether it's been diagnosed with your pediatrician or, you know, someone has told you your baby's tongue doesn't move well, is that when the baby is holding so much tension in their jaw, in the floor of their mouth, and with their tongue, it will look like they have a true tongue tie. It is not about how it looks. It's about how the tongue functions. And to be able to breastfeed well, that tongue has to be able to lift and cup the breast and pull good suction. If your baby has too much tension, they cannot cup the breast properly and pull that milk out well enough and transfer milk well. So we find that over time, what looks like a possible tongue tie that, you know, somebody may have been down the road of revision, we can actually prevent by doing a lot of body work, a lot of tongue and lip retraining in the office and at home to make them actually be able to, you know, cup and seal better. And instead of putting them through a procedure that is really, really hard on them, you know, just know that breastfeeding is the most unnatural, natural thing you're going to do. Everybody thinks it's so easy. Like I'm just should know how to do this. And this is just going to go well. And it's going to go well from the start. And that is not true for most moms. And even if you have nursed one or two or three kids, that fourth baby, that birth may be different. They may have been in utero differently. Each baby can present a different nursing challenge. And that just is the reality of the situation. It is not easy. It is a labor of love. It is hard, but it is so worth it. And, you know, we really want to be pro breastfeeding in our office. Breastfeeding, yes, breast milk is so, so important. So if you had the choice of breast milk versus formula, 1000%, we're going to go breast milk in a bottle all the way. But we want you to breastfeed because breastfeeding is so protective and it is protective of you long-term as the mom. So the longer you breastfeed and the more children you breastfeed, the more protection you have against breast cancer. And what we see is when we are nursing and when we're in this postpartum stage, our estrogen is lower. So it is estrogen protective of us to continue to breastfeed and nurse. If your child is suffering from tongue, lip, palate issues, the way they have to use all of these muscles and nerves to feed at the breast is so healing to that mouth and jaw. And that is the way that we fix those palate issues is by using those muscles to breastfeed. Giving them a bottle helps them cheat. They don't have to work as hard. They don't have to use the same muscles. They don't have to, you know, pull as hard. And so they don't get the same molding that they do from eating at the actual breast. So we also want to talk about things that can happen when we are our labor. So if you are having any sort of medication in labor, it's going to affect the baby and it's going to affect their breastfeeding journey. So when we are given extra fluids, when we are put on Pitocin, these affect the baby. We are going to have a very lethargic baby after birth. Baby is not going to want to breastfeed. Baby is not going to want to nurse very often, nurse well. They're going to fall asleep. All labor drugs affect the baby. Extra fluids affect the baby. The baby is going to be extra sleepy. It's going to affect you as the mom. Your milk may not come in. And when I say that very lovingly because we get so worried about our milk coming in, but we also need to understand that if we've had fluids, if we've had an induction, if we've had a C-section, your milk is going to take longer to come in. So most of these moms freak out and they come in and they're like, my milk's not in, my milk's not in. Well, it may take an additional 3 to 7 days for your milk to come in, depending on your birth. If you've had any sort of fluids, if you've had any sort of hemorrhaging, if you've had any sort of C-section, your milk will take longer to come in. It will be there. But in the meantime, you've got enough colostrum that you can sustain your baby off of those things. And we want to make sure we are utilizing that colostrum. The first day of birth, your baby only needs a teaspoon of colostrum. You can harvest this colostrum early. You can self-express colostrum into a little syringe and use that later on. You can also, you know, just kind of freeze it, hand express it, use it later. You know, use it for your other children if they are sick. You know, colostrum is literally liquid gold. It's so, so good for you. And so we want to understand that it's okay. You still have milk. It's just not that transitional milk that becomes that milky white till a few days later. So everybody freaks out that they don't have enough milk. Your baby's stomach is only the size of a cherry tomato by day four. You don't need to be producing copious amounts of milk yet, but it may take you a little bit longer to get to see that copious white milk come in if you've had some of these labor, you know, kind of medications and things like that. You know, we want to make sure that we are emptying our breasts fully and regularly. We cannot be sleeping through feedings. We have to make sure that baby is transferring enough milk and not emptying your breast fully. And because that can lead to mastitis. And mastitis is very, very painful, and it can cause fevers and cause you to feel yucky. The great thing is, if you are local, we can treat mastitis in our office by helping to ultrasound that clogged milk duct and prevent it from getting to the actual mastitis. And we can be able to put the baby right to breast afterwards to kind of help pull that stuck clogged milk out and give you some things to do at home. But what's unique about our office is that we work like hand in hand together with the mom, with our chiropractor, with our lactation consultant. So I myself am a lactation consultant. I have recently sat for my international board to be a lactation consultant. We also have another lactation consultant in our office, and we have two female chiropractors that specialize in pediatric and infant adjusting. And when we say the adjustments, we are talking about gentle body work, gentle stretches. We are doing our true work is more in the cranium, in the mouth, in the jaw, and we are stretching. We are gently trying to move these joints that are really, really tight. And we're only using the pressure of what it takes to check an avocado or a tomato, or when you go to press your eyelid. So it's very, very gentle. Some of the babies will cry. And that's okay. Cranial work can be a little uncomfortable. These babies are tight, they're stiff, they're rigid, they're angry, their sympathetic nervous system is on overdrive, they're just pissed. And so, you know, they're not going to like us messing with them. And so just know that we're not hurting them. They're just a little uncomfortable. But our techniques are so specialized. We are so well trained in this. We are very good at what we do, and we can work on the baby and then instantly put baby to breast right there in our rooms. We've got nursing chairs, we've got changing tables, and we bring in Kaylee, our lactation consultant, and she finishes watching a full feed. And what we see is that as we work on baby, we can relax that mouth, that tongue. And as we put them to the breast, they're able to have a really good feeding right there. And we can tweak some positions. If they are having like neck issues or torticollis or anything like that, we can, you know, switch to a football hold or maybe try a different cross cradle, something like that, that benefits baby and is more comfortable to you. And we want to make sure they're fully emptying your breast and having good transfer of milk. We can do weighted feeds in the office. We, you know, we're just here to support you, and we are just here to make your breastfeeding journey a little bit easier, educate you, help you along the way. It is not easy. And we know that. We are all nursing moms. We've been there with you. And so we understand, but we also understand how beneficial this is for you and your child. And if you tried to breastfeed and were unsuccessful in the past, know that that's not your fault. You probably weren't supported. You probably had no help. We're seeing a lot of second time moms that first time moms, it was COVID, and they literally had no advice, no help at all. There were no resources in our town. And that's what made us be so diligent about bringing in lactation and doing our own lactation work in our office, because we have seen the results skyrocket. We have not sent a baby off for a tongue tie release since we've started this, because we are really, really seeing amazing results in our office. And it's just been wonderful. And we are here to support you and help you. And you know, just know that it's not too late to reach out. We will help you. We can help along the way. Even if you are supplementing with a bottle, we can help you return to exclusive breastfeeding. We want to help you transition to work. We also do prenatal lactation visits. So we start you off when you are pregnant in our office with prenatal lactation. We'll measure you for your flange sizes. We have a breastfeeding class that we kind of talk you through all this stuff and what to expect the first few days so that you go into your birth a little bit more educated and then know on the other side of that, we are here to support you and be here, you know, day one, day two, right after you get home with baby, because it's so important to establish good breastfeeding in that first 6 weeks. If we don't get good breastfeeding habits established in those first 6 weeks, it's just harder. It takes 6 weeks for the baby to learn, for you guys to figure each other out. And, you know, it can be even longer if they're a preemie, but we're here to help you all along the way. And so, you know, please reach out to us if you have questions. You can register to be a new patient and bring your little one in to see us. Or if you are a pregnant mom, you can register. There's a link below in the show notes, or you can visit our website at alignfamilywellness.com. You can give us a call at 217-875-7151. We would love to take care of you. We would love to help you on this journey. And hopefully you found this informative and insightful. Please share with other mamas. We can't get the word out if we don't have more mamas helping us spread the word that we are here to help you. So until next time, mamas, I wish you the best. We'll see you then.